Hey guys, welcome to It's a Vampire Diaries thing. I'm Sydney.
And I'm Alex, and we're two best friends who met through our Facebook group, which is also called It's a Vampire Diaries thing.
If you'd like, you guys can join the group for updates on this podcast and also fun games and discussions about the Vampire Diaries and both spinoffs, the originals and legacies as well. Applesauce
penguin, brother. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of It's Vampire Diaries thing. This week we're going to be kind of doing something a little bit different. We're going to play some games first. We're going to play some Would You Rather, and then Sydney has something fun for me to do afterwards.
So. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
And then if we have time, we're going to touch base on the first episode of season 5. If not, we'll get to that next week. Just a reminder that you can join our Facebook group and follow us on Instagram. Both of those are also called It's a Vampire Diaries thing. So, Sydney, if you want to start with the first question, you
can absolutely jump I do. In. Absolutely. So the first game that we're going to be playing is the classic Would You Rathers, just because it's fun to think about. You know, this was like that childhood game you played with all your friends at sleepovers all night. You know what I mean? So we're just going to make this fun, right? Where this is, This is all of our safe zones. We're going to sit there and share some opinions with Would You Rather. Plus, sometimes me and Alex can have very similar opinions on things, but also very differing opinions. So like, I don't know how this is going to go, but we're just going to roll with the punches here. But some of the questions that we got were from members and some of our mods, actually. So it's a mix of these are questions that were given to us, so we did not come up with these questions. I didn't even fully read all of them yet, actually, so this is gonna be brand new for me. We didn't get to plan out no answers or anything like that. They were just kind of dropped on our doorstep. So the first question, so number one, this one's for Alex. The first one is, would you rather be a Michelson sibling or a Salvatore sibling, and why? So you'd be one of them. Think logically. Let's break it down. Like, I gotta know the thought process when you choose.
Well,
to
see, my issue is that like I want to be with Damon, so I can't be his sister. That's like, fucking that's weird.
Sweet home Alabama.
But being related to Klaus kind of makes me want to die. So
literally, yeah, I can see that.
I guess I would well pick die. Michelson.
You would pick Michelson?
Yeah.
Just because your love for Damon is so strong?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, okay, great. Okay. I'll take that as your final answer. But here's a scenario real quick. Minus the dating of the Damon. Okay.
Yeah.
Who do you think you would have like a closer sibling bond like with?
I don't know.
Because, like, I want to say at the end of the day, like, the Michelsons are so there for one another, even if they fucking hate
each
other.
Yeah, I feel like it would just like, be them anyway.
But, like, the Salvatores, though, like, I feel like the bond between Stefan and Damon isn't talked about often. Like, they have their falling outs, but then so do the Michelsons. But, like, at the end of, you know, spoiler alert, obviously, at the end of Vampire Diaries, like, Stefan dead ass, like, died to, like, save Mystic Falls and let his brother, like,
right.
You know what I, like, that's some fucking, but then Elijah went and fucked around and did the same shit with Klaus.
Yeah.
Like, while these brothers are just dying for each other and shit. I don't know. I feel like sometimes the Salvatore sibling relationship doesn't get as much attention.
Not really, but that's just because, like, so much of, like, the Michelsons just focused on their relationship as
sibling, and not, like, love and all that bullshit.
Yeah.
It's, like, fucking weird, because, like, they could hate each other, but they still would be, like, tight. So it's, like, that's loyalty somewhat, to the sense.
I feel like if I could just, like, not be related to Klaus, like, that would be cool.
Yeah, like, the other Michelsons are, like, the cool ones, like, yeah. You could replace Klaus.
Yeah, I'll just replace Klaus.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
That sounds facts. Good to me.
All right, so yeah. Michael, since it is, because you're going to marry Damon. Duh.
Yep, duh. All
right, so then this next one. This is going to be funny. My answer is going to be hilarious, so just roll with it.
All right, if you had to pick between these two characters, who would you rather be, Kai or Lucien? Well, you don't even know who Lucien
is. So I know of Lucien. I don't know what is Lucien's endgame.
I mean, he's just a little tool. His endgame is just mess up Klaus's life pretty much.
Does he die?
Yes.
Okay, so Kai, Because Kai doesn't die. Well, he does, but he's like alive though by the end of the show. He's just stuck in like that.
He dies in Legacies though.
Oh fuck, that's okay. I'm not counting I guess I'm counting Legacies, but I guess fuck. Okay, let me think then. No, Lucien had more freedom because Kai was like just fucking trapped most of his life.
Plus, like if you pick Lucien, then you get to like try to mess up.
Lucien, okay, can I just say that the both of them are so attractive? Like, I know of Lucien, but I'll say that he's so attractive. So is Kai. Kai is my baby.
See, my issue with Lucien is that he was, like, part of the reason that, like, Cammy died and Jackson died, so...
Yeah, because he was part of that,
Three.
Is that what it is?
I can't remember what they're called, but yeah.
Okay, yeah, also, he's like bad guy, but then so is Kai. I mean, Kai like literally butchered an entire coven because he's insane.
He was having a bad day.
Yeah, he was like fuck. I'm gonna say Lucien. You know, I love Kai. I really do. I mean, Kai is one of my favorite, but
I don't think I'd want to be him.
I don't think I could stomach the sitting in a prison world by myself for as long as I did. Like, think about how long he was there. Until Bonnie and Damon got there, like for fuck's sake, I would literally lose my shit.
That was like 30 years. No, 20 years, but
that's still like a long fucking time. Like Bonnie was there for like a year and it was like the end for her, right? She was ready to commit, dude. So,
was
like,
she really there for a whole year?
Yeah,
that's wild. Sucks.
Or was it a year? It was a year, I think.
I feel like it was. I forgot. Feel like
maybe I could say it was a year,
right.
Maybe not a year or a little less maybe, but like she was there for a minute and she was ready to commit and she was like that. So 20 years, no, I don't think I could do that, but like obviously I mean,
like Kai, maybe because you can just like do whatever you want.
I you know, I like to not be social too, but like I need some social something. Like that sucks. Like I'd make friends with all the little squirrels or something. Are there even animals in the prison world? I don't know. Like Kai's life expectancy I feel like is a bit longer, so it's like at least I wouldn't die right away, but I'd say Lucien then probably.
I mean, Lucien was alive almost as long as Klaus alive.
I don't imagine. See, maybe, yeah, I guess. I mean, maybe he's lived a long life. I don't know.
Yeah.
I would say though that either way, a female version of either of them would be a bad bitch. So.
All right.
I'll move on to the next one then. So on the third one, this one's for you. And it is, would you rather be a lead role in Legacies or play a supporting role in the Originals? Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one. This is a good one.
See, I don't necessarily hate Legacies.
Fair. Let it out. Be open. Be honest. Even if I judge you later, just be honest.
It's childish. That's the best way I can... use to describe it. Like,
okay,
it's childish, but I don't necessarily hate it.
Like, the plot isn't atrocious. The plot's pretty,
it's not terrible. I think that my issue with being in the Originals is again that I would have to possibly deal with Klaus, and I just don't want to.
It's awesome that it's living in the fear of Klaus Michelson right now. That's what is happening right now. This is hilarious.
That's so dramatic. Like, I don't want to deal with that.
You could share his necklaces with him.
Okay, we can take a trip to PacSun and pick out some
Yes! Yes! Okay, so you would say Legacies? Plus you'd be the lead role.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. You'd be the star. You are a star.
I am a star.
Shining
star.
I'll
just take over Hope's position. Oh, no, I mean Josie, since apparently she's leaving the show.
That's insane to me, because literally, I have only watched a little bit of Legacies.
Like,
and
about
Josie
her?
Was the one I liked. Like, yeah, you know what?
And like, it's a little weird.
Because that's my thing, is like, they made Hope the main character, but like, Hope had her reign for a beginning part of Legacies, but like, it got to focus on her a lot in the Originals as well.
Right.
So it's like, where are the twins? Like, we finally got the twins back into like a main setting, and it's like, we get them a little bit, but they are definitely the supporting characters, and I don't like that. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, they deserve like their fucking shining moment like Hope got in like the Originals, you know what I mean?
Right. And like, now like Josie's just like dipping.
Yeah, and I liked her. And I thought the actress that played her was so adorable. I
She
literally love
is.
her. It's probably to like further the career and do something else because, like,
Okay, not to sound like a dick, but Nina Dobrev did the same thing, and I mean, she hasn't been in anything really great
it's
since she
so rough.
left.
I will say the new Christmas movie that I'm going to make you watch after this podcast is pretty good. And the movie Flatliners was pretty good, but she wasn't like a main character in Flatliners.
Right.
Flatliners was a pretty legit movie. It actually gave me a panic attack in the theater. But
Good.
and it was just because it was just an intense movie. But like other than that, I mean she played in Let's Be Cops, right?
I don't know. I've
She
never
just played
seen
like a
that.
love interest. She wasn't even like the main. You've never seen Let's Be Cops?
No.
Oh my God, what the fuck? Okay, so you guys, that's gonna be another movie added to a list with me and Alex because Christ, I have to like get her. Okay, I'm just over that. But anyway, long story short, so you would do the lead role, right?
Yep.
My thing with Legacies too, real quick, is fucking like I don't I'm sure the plot is really good. Like I watched it for a little bit because I had to see Kai in it, you know, my thing,
Right.
my boo thing. And I watched a couple episodes here and there because I've seen it on TV because I'm old fashioned and have fucking cable. So when it would sit on like CW or whatever, it would like play and I was like, oh, okay, hey. And I've seen a little bit here and there. Thing is I feel like the show has good direction. It's obviously written by the same person who goes and writes these other two shows, which I'm sure I have full faith in. The other two shows are good. My
Right.
thing is, though, is like the special effects now are just trash. It's like almost like the budget went out the window. In Vampire Diaries and in the originals, when witches do magic, you don't see the magic. They just do it. In
Yeah.
Legacies, you see like the little colorful trails and it's like poof, ah, ooh, look at,
I
ooh. And I'm
think
like,
they just did that because like they're trying to appeal to like a younger
that's
audience.
just crazy. 'Cause I'm like, that's not how they ever did magic. I don't see little blue rays of sunshine coming out of
Oh.
anybody's ass in any of the other shows. And then with some of like, I will say like I do like that they brought in more species, but like some of the other ones like that have like the intense costumes like that, like they're so fake.
That is
They are so fake looking. I feel like I'm walking through the haunted house down the corner at the end of my street. Like it is so fake, the costumes. And I'm like, oh God. But other than that, like I think that's what does it for me. But otherwise, I'm sure the storyline is okay. And the little bit that I watched, I didn't completely say like, ew. But some of it, like you said, it appeals to like the younger audience. I'm like,
Yeah.
oh, okay then. Anyway, that's different. Oh God, you hit me with this question. You fucking suck. This is why you told me to go first, isn't it? Yep, it is. Go ahead and ask it.
Would you rather date Matt or Tyler?
I would rather date Matt. Now, the same answer you gave earlier, because you had saw this right before we started the podcast. You said, oh God, neither. I'd rather die. I feel the same way. I don't want to date either of them. I will say they're attractive. I think both of them are attractive in their own way. I mean, obviously, they're no, in my opinion, you know, fucking, they're no Stefan or they're no Kai to me. Okay.
Right.
Or I'll even give it to you, Damon. Damon is attractive. I can't say he's not. They're not them. Okay.
Right.
But they're not ugly. And I feel like sometimes I get shit on for it. So they're not ugly. I actually had a
No,
crush
I don't think they are
on the
either.
actor that played Tyler. Was his name? Michael.
Michael Trevino?
Yeah, that's his name. I had a
Yeah.
crush on him when he was in Cowbells and he was like the
Shut
country boy.
up.
I fucking loved him in Cowbells. I was like, oh my God, I'd see him on my screen when I was like 8 and I fell in love. So it's like,
Right.
he's attractive. But the thing is Tyler's just like got so many unhealed wounds and mental illness and like
He tried to kill a pregnant woman.
he's got some issues and then he's got to deal with his the loss of like his mom and his dad and this thing with Klaus and it's like I liked him and Caroline's relationship in the beginning but he would just like I mean I think they equally treated each other like shit which I've explained before but like
Right.
he does not really he's not the ideal boyfriend okay
Right.
Matt I think that Matt like I don't even like Penny but like how Matt was with Penny was actually very sweet he seems like a very
Right.
nurturing down to earth person and I don't think
Yeah.
Matt is a bad guy at all except for that one thing that he does I think that he's there for his friends he's a good guy honestly he's normal I like that
I
I
mean, the one thing that he did, I mean, I can understand why, and it was because of Penny, so
Yeah, realistically, and it was a
yeah.
misunderstanding.
Right.
I don't think Matt is as bad as people make it. I mean, would I want to date him? No. If he was
No.
in the lineup, I'd be like, oh, honey. I would not swipe right. Okay.
Like I tell you every time, it just reminds me of that Kylie video where it's like, is that a chicken? That's all I think of whenever I think of Matt.
I love that. Holy shit, I love
Yep.
that. Oh my God, I don't think you've ever told me that either. That's fucking great. No, but I would say Matt. I just think Tyler, it would be such a fucking emotional roller coaster. Maybe that's, I would have chose Tyler when I was like 18, 19, maybe.
Right.
Because I like the
You
toxicity
just
and I'm
want to
like,
fix them.
yes. Yeah, you want to fix them. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, absolutely. But like Matt, no, I think Matt's the safe option. I would say Matt for sure. The thing is too, is with Tyler, like, and that's the thing is I don't even know the like the time zone because like we could go with like beginning Tyler and that Tyler's a dick. Get the fuck away
Right.
from me. But like he's like Tyler, I think is a good friend if he needed to be. It was his relationships that were the downfall. So it's like that I wouldn't date him because of that. I would be his
Right.
friend. I think he was a good friend when he needed to be. They didn't utilize him as much as they probably should. But no, yeah, no, I'd say Matt. Matt for sure. All right, here you go. Ready? Would you rather have Bonnie as your go-to witch or Freya? So you need to help. You got a call on, right?
I
Toodles.
might
Who
be
is
in the
it?
minority here, but Freya just never sat right with me.
I
I
think
don't
most people would
know.
pick Bonnie,
Yeah, I would
realistically.
pick Bonnie, but Freya just always, like, I never trusted
I was
her.
gonna say you told me you never trusted her so even like when
Yeah.
she was there, you were like so iffy.
Yeah, like, I don't know. She just always seemed, like, slightly shady to me.
I think it's because of the way they brought her in. It was so like unnatural that it was like, what are her intentions? What is this?
Yeah,
I don't know.
exactly.
I don't know. And it's because she wasn't along with us through the whole way. So we got to get close with all the other Michelsons through TBD too.
Yeah.
And like then we hit with Freya and we're supposed to love her as another one of the Michelsons. Like,
No.
no, it doesn't work like that.
I
But
mean, do I think that, like, she's an okay character? Yeah, but, like, I don't know. I never
I would say
trusted her.
I've seen the stuff with her and Keelan and stuff like that. I've had edits on my TikTok and things like that. Like I said, I haven't seen the originals fully, but I know my little
Even her and Keelan were always like a little weird to me because like how her and Keelan even got together, she just like kidnapped
that
this
was yeah,
other
that was
woman.
like a
Yeah.
definite that was a like Stockholm syndrome.
Yep.
That was different too. I saw that too. That was weird. That's a
So
little
that
weird.
like just never sat right with
I
me
will
either.
say, can we can give Vincent the appreciation he deserves
Yes, I
for
love
doing what he did
Vincent.
for him. I love Vincent.
Yes.
Or at least what I've seen of Vincent. He's cool. He's cool. He's
I
a
love
homie.
listening to him
Homie.
talk.
Oh.
I can listen
Oh,
to him
okay.
talk all day.
Oh. As much as I fucking hate Enzo, that's me with Enzo.
Right.
Even though it's a fake ass accent too, which has me so pissed. Because
It
it seems so natural. That's me with Enzo
does. It
too. I can
does.
listen to Enzo talk all day.
Right?
Like, okay, I hate Enzo too. I don't hate him, but he's like, he's at the bottom, okay?
I never trusted him either.
Now, I still don't trust him, except with
No.
Bonnie. I trust him with Bonnie. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's all he gets from me. That's it.
I feel
Nope.
like he
No
just ended
more.
up with Bonnie because there was nobody else for them to end up with, though.
And you know what? That's fucking bullshit. That's
Yeah.
bullshit. It was a weird coupling, but they made it like look cute and romantic, like
Yes,
somehow. They
it
made
was
it
cute.
happen, but it was a weird coupling.
It came out of nowhere, which is what bothered me
Yeah, I
the
don't I like they went and explained it back and everything, but it was still a very like
most. Like,
when
they
you
just
first
dropped
saw
that
it the
shit on
first
me.
time, yeah, when you saw it like the first time, you're like, what? Excuse me? Did they like kiss? What? No, I would say the same thing with you too, though, is Bonnie, because like think of the term. So it's like not only would you need them as your go-to witch, but think of like who would you rather have in your life too. I
Yeah,
think I would get
definitely pick
along with
Bonnie.
Bonnie more. And it seems to me like I know Freya is a powerful witch. Like Bonnie can conquer almost everything if as long as she puts her mind to it. And that's something
Right.
I put a lot of trust in. You feel
Yeah.
me? So I was like, okay.
All right.
Anyway.
Would you rather be friends with Cole as a witch or as a vampire?
Okay, so I've seen when he was Caleb, he was a switch, right?
Yep.
I didn't mind it actually. I'm gonna be honest with you.
I actually like that actor better, to be completely honest.
I do like the actor better as well too.
Yeah.
I think he was more. I don't know what it is. When Cole's a vampire, is it just me or does he seem to have a harder exterior?
I mean, in TBD, yeah, but like in
I mean, like, he
Virgil is
seemed
not
to be,
exactly.
I feel like what I've seen so far with him is like, I don't know if I, because the thing is like, even when he came back to his natural self as him and he was still with Davina, which I love that, like, she was like, I don't give a fuck, like, I love you, hi. My thing is like, he was just so like, which I will say, I don't like Cole like that, but I will appreciate that they give him more of a storyline in the originals, because he was so
Yeah.
irrelevant to me in TBD, like, so irrelevant. Like, I'm like, this man is nothing but a little fucking parasite, and he needs to go. He go
Right.
away. Go away. And that's when my brother today was talking to me, and he's like, what, well, they killed Cole, right? They didn't even figure out the sire line thing yet. What if he was their si he, it's like they're all dead now. And I was like, well, it's either that or rip off Jeremy's arms. I don't know,
I
Brandon. What
don't
do
know
you
what
want me
to
to
tell
do?
you,
I
right?
don't know, sorry. But my brother likes Cole. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Stop. So he's like different in TBD, but from when I seen him in the originals and stuff, like, he was just like, when he came back, it's like he's like Caleb, right? He was like so more like, I think it's because you immediately dived into him more so as a character when he was Caleb, and it continued on as he was Cole. But like, I didn't, I don't, I appreciated him as a character from what I've seen so far.
Yeah, definitely.
And I've actually went through a phase where when I had found out that Cole and Davina were together, because I've never finished the original, so I went through like a little phase. Plus, in we were in that other Vampire Diaries group that used to have like themes.
Oh, that,
Or
yeah.
like the days we'd post certain things, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They had a Colvina one, so I was on TikTok. I was watching some TikToks of them. I was looking at pictures, things like that. So it's like they were really cute once like he was his normal self. But something about the scenes that I had seen with him and Davina as well when he was Caleb, it just like felt so much softer
You're
to
so
me.
cute.
It was
Yeah.
adorable. It was really, when he was Caleb, it was like purely so innocent to me. And I was happy because Davina deserves that anyway, especially now watching it from the beginning with you. I'm like, fucking Davina deserves so much more than this bullshit. All right, I'm sorry. And when I first joined the group, I remember, this is something that's stuck in my head, and I don't know why. This is literally like, I'm talking like January 2021. This is how long ago. No, not January. It's February, because I was on my vacation in Florida
Oh,
when
whenever
I
you
was
thought I was
still.
gonna kick you out.
And we were, I was laying on the hotel bed, and I was throwing up a post, and I was commenting on a couple, and somebody had posted something about Davina, and everybody just fucking ripped her apart. I remember
Yeah,
this
people
so
don't like her.
vividly, and I was like, wow, I haven't seen that since that day. I haven't seen like viciously that bad against Davina, luckily, but that one day, I was like, damn, y'all fucking mean as
Brutal.
hell for what? But like, watching it, I'm like, I like Davina. I think Davina deserves the best. And I think Cole was really good for her. I think she was really good for Cole. And it's one of those like the guys that are the toxic guys find the right woman, right? And I agree with that. But I think the scenes, though, not to tramble on too long, but I think the scenes that I had seen and watched and stuff where he was Caleb and he was with Davina and stuff, I think it was just more softer, more purely like innocent to me, kind of. I don't know if it's because I just will always recognize him as Cole when I see his face. From like TBD, and Caleb felt like almost like a different person to me. But I think I'd fuck with Caleb, quote unquote, more than I would Vampire Cole. I'd be like, yo, you're my bestie, what's up? But the real bestie, if we're talking about the originals, is Josh. That's it. I'm sorry. Josh is the bestie. Josh would be my bestie any day. But now the one for you. Okay, would you rather choose to be a hunter trained by Alaric or by Michael?
Now, are we talking like a for efficiency's sake or
I
like
would
who
say
I would
not.
rather hang out
Well, I hope you wouldn't say Michael, so that one doesn't count.
with?
I will say for the skill, purely the skill
I would
and the
probably
things
pick
too.
Michael then because, like,
He's done it
to be
longer.
completely honest, Alaric wasn't that great at killing vampires.
You know, I don't blame you. Now this is the thing, because we didn't write these questions, this came from somebody else. Is this like human Alaric or upgraded Alaric?
I'm gonna say human because I feel like once he was upgraded, he wasn't
He just was after class. He died.
He died like in like 2 seconds.
And then when he came back, he wasn't hunting. He was just
a
vampire.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel that Michael too though, because you gotta think of how long Michael did it.
Yeah.
Too. He's seen a few tricks up his sleeve. He was enough to terrify the shit out of Klaus and the family and everything. So
yeah, I feel like Alara came after Klaus, Klaus like started laughing.
Stop. They fought each other in the hallway and it was like it was so bad. You know, I'm gonna compare it to this. You know what? Have you ever had a dream where you fought somebody?
And you were like weirdly weak.
Yes. And you're throwing like jelly punches is what it feels like.
Yes.
That's literally Klaus and Alaric in the hallway. They were throwing jelly punches at each other. And I was like, this is the weirdest fight scene.
Not to get too far off topic, but have you ever had a dream where like you're like falling asleep in your dream, but you like can't stay up?
No, that's like some Inception shit.
It was weird. Okay.
Stop. You know what?
I had this one dream I was trying to drive a car. But, like, I was so tired that I couldn't keep my eyes open. And, like,
you're
I
about
kept
to
falling
crash off the road, bitch. Get off the road.
Trying to drive my car.
That's like Inception shit. Like, dreaming that you're dreaming. That's, like, intense. Okay.
It was crazy.
That's different. Shit.
But,
also,
yeah.
And every time that we said, have you ever had a dream? You ever hear that one Vine? Have you ever had a dream have you heard that Vine?
No,
it's so funny. And every time we've said, have you ever had a dream, that's all I'm hearing. It's so funny. But yeah, I would say Michael too. Fuck yeah.
All right, would you rather live in Mystic Falls or New Orleans?
Now this is actually a really hard one. I'm gonna tell you why. A part of me wants to just scream Mystic Falls because I'm more of a TVD fan than a originals fan, but the thing is, it's like, what the fuck does Mystic Falls have to offer me? Because New Orleans is fun as shit.
You have lots of town events.
I'm so over the town events. I don't give a shit who Miss Mystic Falls is anymore. Okay, I don't care.
It could be you.
It's not me. Okay. No, I'm the person pulling the float down the fucking thing, wishing like I got paid more than minimum wage. No, that's not a thing. That's the thing is, like, I feel like Mystic Falls is always in shambles. Because this is, hear me out, ready? The innocent people in Mystic Falls, right? The families that have nothing to do with the founding families. No,
they're bored as fuck.
They're probably bored as fuck. But they're also dragged into shit. Literally, the travelers are just taking over their bodies.
They're just dying from animal attacks
everything. They're
and
kicked
gas
out.
Explosions.
Yep, they're kicked out of their own town. But if you watch, like, at least from what I've seen so far, I will always say that, at least what I've seen so far in the originals is all the innocent people are just thriving on the streets of New Orleans while, like, their own little inner posse has their problems.
Well,
you know,
and, like,
what
Marcel
I mean?
Doesn't, like, kill people who, like, live in New Orleans. Like, he only kills, like, tourists.
Yeah, see? As
so you're, like, safe, pretty people. Much.
So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's, like, you look at everybody in the background, everybody's thriving, and, like, nobody's always put in immediate danger. It's always just, like, you know, Marcel's little group of people, or like the Michelsons, or Haley, or Hope, or the wolves out in the bayou, or something like that. It's always them that are put in danger. It's never the innocent people. They're listening to fucking jazz music, eating some fucking jambalaya, fucking living their best life and getting drunk and shit.
Yeah, I feel
and,
like I picked New Orleans.
I'm gonna say New Orleans. I am just because like of the scene. Like, I love TVD more. And I've been to Covington, the real life Mystic Falls. It's great. But I'm going to New Orleans and I'm getting fucking litty titties and eating some fucking jambalaya and all that bullshit. And what's the other shit that they make?
Gumbo.
Gumbo. Thank you. Gumbo. Eat some fucking goddamn gumbo and love every
bit
of it.
Have you ever had gumbo before?
I haven't, but I'm going to fucking eat it anyway. I heard you can make it with like shrimp and shit, right?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I've never had it before either.
We're going to go eat gumbo.
I think
I'm gonna make it
like shrimp and
that's
shit,
what I'm right? making when I come see you. I'm gonna make
gumbo.
Yeah, Jordan and David are gonna be like, what the fuck
no.
is this? We're eating gumbo.
I've had jambalaya before.
I've had jambalaya. Jambalaya is good. I fuck with jambalaya. But I don't know. I feel like that's all they eat down there is gumbo and jambalaya. All the people of New Orleans listening to us going like, you bitch, we eat McDonald's and shit like everybody else. Bitch.
No, they just have gumbo and jambalaya.
It's I'm so like fucking funny. That's like you and
po
Ohio
boys.
Po boys.
Yeah.
Eat the po boys. Oh yeah, with the fish sandwiches. Yeah.
Yep.
Po boys.
That's what they eat in New Orleans.
That's so fucking funny. All right. So on to the next one. Here, I got this one for you. All right. So you're attending a wedding. Ready? Would you rather go to the Steriline wedding or the Jalaric wedding? Now, I'm going to say, based on the wedding itself, don't think of the couple. Think of the...
what happened at the wedding?
Oh, you could do it that way too. Okay, let's do it two ways for you. We're going to have extra fun with you. Okay. The wedding, let's imagine nothing bad happened to either wedding.
Okay.
Which one would you go to? What was the look the funnest? The venue, the area?
Oh, definitely Jalaric. I didn't understand the really weird white Steriline wedding.
You said it was really white.
Yeah.
I'm going to put white shit all over
color wise, not like people wise.
You know,
I mean, actually, it was really white people wise.
Oh my God, shut the fuck up. I didn't take it that way either, you psychopath. I hate you. No, so when I went to Covington, they have all the, like, the original outfits there. They're all signed and everything like that and, like, displayed. And they have the wedding dress that Caroline wore. And it's literally so small. It's so short and so small. And I said, how does Candace King fit in whatever the fuck that is? I stood next
She's
to it.
Tiny.
She is. After watching or after looking at that dress in person, I was like, what the fuck? Actually, the whole cast is kind of small. But then again, I'm like, damn, I just must be like morbidly obese then or something. Because like, holy shit. Like even Kai, like, Chris Wood shit looked kind of small, like his jacket, like the infamous green jacket.
Yeah,
I was like, yo, why is that so small? What the fuck? Oh my God, little thing, short king. Short king. No, so you would say Jalaric just for like the venue and the area?
Yeah, the aesthetic. I would go Jalaric.
Did they get married in a church?
A barn.
It was a barn. It was a barn. I'm getting married in a barn. Yeah. Got that in common. Okay. And then now do it based on what happened.
Well, obviously Steriline, because I'll just die if I go to Joan Alarm's wedding.
Some people made it out. Some people made it out. You could be one of those survivors. You're not part of the Gemini Coven. That's a good sign. That's a good sign.
Literally the only people that didn't die were like Damon Alarik.
How funny Tyler. How that just works. Elena. Also, why can we talk about the fact, like, I get why Kai killed Joe. Can we talk about the fact that Kai did not try to kill Alaric?
He wasn't in the mood. Well, he just wanted him to
Okay. He's got, like, a list of shit. Like, oh.
Yeah.
Right. Like, Jesus Christ, probably. But, like,
he said you're really not trying anything. Today, but I think he really just wanted him to suffer, probably.
The fucking whack as fuck. God damn it. If Bonnie would have just fucking let him apologize. Pissed. This could have went differently. Who knows? Okay. Everybody right. is able to be rehabilitated. Klaus was. Damon was, but Damon wasn't like that bad. I mean, Damon killed pregnant lady too. Oh God, Damon and Kai got that in common. I'm stressed. Okay. Everybody was able to get rehabilitated. Okay. Why couldn't Kai? So I'm just irritated.
Right. I'm gonna make that a post in the group. Which character who tried to kill a pregnant woman was your favorite? Tyler, David.
Oh my God, Tyler did a toxic. Bro, can you write that down?
Yeah.
Because I swear to fucking God, that's such a, like, stop trying to kill the pregnant ladies. Leave them alone, okay? Let them birth their children. Yeah, I would say, what necessarily happened at the Steriline wedding? You got Kelly Donovan freaking out because nobody gave a shit she died. That's my favorite.
And then, like, the house blew up.
Oh, that's yeah,
the house, like, Bonnie was in there. But, like, Bonnie and the twins were in there, so I think I'd be safe.
Fuck. Yeah, I feel like it's okay. I mean, it was a shit show because they were waiting for Catherine and all that fucking shit.
She just decided she didn't want to show up, though.
She gave her.
They couldn't afford to pay Nina Dobrev necklace. For two episodes.
No, absolutely not. She gave the damn necklace to Caroline. And Caroline thinks it's like this cute little something blue, and Stefan's like, yo, that's my ex-girlfriend's, bro. Where'd you get that? Okay, like, it's just fucking hilarious. But all right, next one is on me. All right,
would you rather have Kai on your side or Klaus?
Not me. Saving these to post in the group,
right?
These are good fucking posts. I'm stealing this. Thank you, Kaylin. If Kaylin thinks... Kaylin's the one that gave me these ones. And if Kaylin thinks she's going to go ahead and she's going to post these, she's wrong. So I'm going to let her know. She's going to listen and be like, eye, mouth, eye. That's what's going to happen. She's going to be like, this bitch. No, I'm stealing them, Kaylin. I'm fucking stealing them, Caitlin. I will fucking to the day I die. But have Kai on your side or Klaus? All right. I want to say Klaus. I fucking hate Klaus too. I fucking hate him. I hate him so much. I love Kai. But one, Klaus is harder to kill.
Right.
No, fuck. But Kai is like kind of really fucking powerful. Oh God, that is so fucking hard. Because Kai, if like Kai and Klaus went up against one another, I feel like the actual force of the fighting would benefit Kai because he's got magic.
Right.
And it is very hard to kill a heretic. Very fucking hard to kill one.
I think my issue would be is that Kai doesn't have anybody else on his side. If you have Klaus and you have like,
okay, Elijah. You can't, that doesn't count. It's just the two of them. Just pretend like Klaus has no siblings, okay? I feel
like
really Klaus hard.
Is more persuasive, like, to get you out of situations.
I feel like Klaus is more clever and he thinks things through.
Yeah.
I feel like Klaus, at the end of the day, Klaus always manages to figure something out.
Right.
No matter what. Kai is sloppy with it, but Kai is like in a one-on-one combat battle, like I feel like Kai would beat the living shit out of Klaus. Like nobody would die because it's hard to kill both of them, especially Klaus. But like I feel like in a one-on-one battle, like Kai would have Klaus down is the thing.
I don't know.
I don't, because like I think about that scene in like the originals where he took down everybody, but like none of them had powers. But like that's still intense. I give Klaus that credit.
Yeah.
I don't know. Given that's a really good question. I'm stealing that. I'm gonna say Klaus. Realistically, just because in the end he always figures something out, and I'm gonna rely on him for that.
Right.
So whether he gets his ass kicked by Kai or not, I'm gonna rely that he's got plan B, because that's how Klaus is. Klaus always got plan B and C and D, just like Catherine, right?
Yeah.
So I'll say Klaus. That's a really fucking hard one. That's a good one, though. That's a good fucking question. Anyway, all right. Next one here for you. Ready?
Yep.
Would you rather be enemies with Elijah or Rebecca? So, like, who would you rather be on your bad side? Who scares you the less?
Who scares you the less?
Is that not the proper grammar?
Not
who scares you the less? Who scares you less? And why did I put the in it? Oh my god.
I need to go back to school. I'm gonna say Rebecca, because like she kind of can be a brat, but like she's never like, even whenever she's got a grudge with you, like she doesn't kill you. She's just a dick.
I don't think, that's a great way to put it. Because I don't think she's intimidating or really shown that she's been intimidating. No. She's just a bitch. She's a fucking bitch.
Yeah.
But Elijah can be really fucking scary. Like when he's really calm and he just makes one of his entrances, he just like kills somebody when he makes an entrance.
I always think back to like this question, like with this question, like his beef with Marcel. And like he really fucking did not like Marcel, and he like multiple times like tried to kill him. So
fucking get out of the way. I guess like Elijah's like really nice unless you do him fucking really dirty.
Yeah,
he'll fuck you up.
Yeah,
like, and I think what
except makes... but like Marcel didn't even do anything to Elijah. He just doesn't like him.
No, there's no sense in all of this.
No.
If anything, they're literally playing for the same team, but like different. This is the way I'm gonna write it. Ready? They're the same thing but different fonts.
Yes.
Like, why y'all beefing? Like, y'all the same thing but different fonts. Like, goodbye. Knock it off. Like, at the end of the day, like they have their differences, but y'all fighting for the same goal, kinda. So like, chill it, pack it up, okay?
Yeah, they just don't like each other for no reason.
I think what makes Elijah super fucking intimidating though is because he's just so like, it's the killing somebody and fixing the tie, or it's like the stiffness and the calmness.
And I feel like with Elijah, life. Like if he wants to kill you, like you had to do something like pretty intense. So
he's
like,
pissed. If he's pissed, he's pissed. You
what
know?
Did I do to make him mad at me?
Yeah, like he's pissed. I don't know. It's like it's the calmness of it's like the calm before the storm, and that's what he is.
Right.
I would say Elijah too. Yeah. Rebecca's just a bitch. Obviously, I wouldn't want to deal with her drama, but like, no, Elijah would kill me.
Right.
For sure. All
right. So we already asked me this one, but I'll ask you now. Would you rather be a Michelson or a Salvatore?
Okay, all right, I'll fair it up because I'm a Stefan girl, and it's for the same reason. Like, oh, I wish I could marry Stefan, but I also have my backup, who is Kai, and Kai is neither. So I would say I think I'd be a Salvatore almost entirely, kind of, sort of. I just feel like
Yeah.
they've lived more freely, and I didn't think about this earlier either when I asked you this. I feel like the Michelsons have lived a very strict, close-knit, in-circle life. Like how I always talk about how like I wish Rebecca was able to get out and explore more in the world, and which I'm glad she ends up doing, but like like go do things for themselves, or not live under like have grudges and hold these things to people, and continue to try to like do some fuck shit like what Klaus does, like rule the world, right? Or have some ulterior motive all the time. Like I feel like shit didn't get crazy for the Salvators until they came back to Mystic Falls with Elena. Cause like if you think about it, like yeah, I mean he was the Ripper of Monterey, got Stefan doing that. But like if you think about like Damon went to college. This fucker went to Harvard. Like, do you know how many college parties he probably went to? Let me think about what else they got to literally live a free life. He got to go, Stefan got to go hang out with Bon Jovi, with Lexi. And like they got to like fulfilling live a life that I feel like they're just so much more carefree than the Michelsons.
Yeah.
So for that sense, I feel like it fits my personality more to be a Salvatore than it would to be a Michelson. But I feel like the loyalty lays stronger in the Michelson family, which we said, but I like the freeness of being a Salvatore, I think,
Right.
for sure. Okay, so we did legacies earlier, so this is going to be a little different. So would you rather be a part, so you're casted, right? Boom. You know what, not even
Right.
cast, it's not a show, it's real life.
Okay.
Okay, would you rather be in TBD or the originals?
Like based on which like cast members I would rather be
You could do the
around,
cast. Yeah.
I
Yeah,
would
we'll
say
fucking
the
do.
originals because I don't want to be anywhere near Matt Davis.
Oh my God, stop.
Not going to talk about that, but I really don't want to be
That
anywhere
man.
near that man.
Ew, go away. Go away, shoo. You really just gave up Ian Somerhalder over Matt Davis.
Because like
You
even he
said, is
can't
Matt
protect
Davis?
me.
That's like inviting you to a party and you're like, who's there though?
Exactly. But honestly, like I don't even really care for Ian Somerhalder like that. He's like kind of bland.
Damn, like you just hoed him, bro.
He is.
He
Like
is.
he's just
I'll
like
say this. He is such a good person, though. Like
he is a good person, but
he
like he
is a
doesn't
huge
seem
fan.
very
Yeah.
fun.
No, he's very
He's
like
like pretty
watch
much the
paint dry.
whitest person I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
And like
Yeah.
I'd
I
rather
feel
hang out. Like I like Joseph Morgan, even though I don't like Klaus. Like I think Joseph Morgan
No,
is
Joseph
hilarious.
Morgan is hilarious. That's why I want to do the cameo with him so bad, because I know he'd fuck around and talk some shit on Klaus for
Yes.
us. You know what I mean? Like, I
Yes.
know he would. Like, he'd be like, yeah, fuck Klaus Michelson, and he sucks. I'd be like, hell yeah, Joseph Morgan, get it. And Joseph Morgan doesn't wear the ugly necklaces in real life. So, you know what? When in my book,
Also, like his videos with like Summer, like the little girl
oh my God, the
plays
Santa
so.
Klaus.
Yeah, that shit
Or
literally has me in
she's
tears.
always so sassy with him, and he just takes it. And he's like, yeah, this bitch just put me in my spot again. Okay. And
Also,
it's
I
like,
like
yeah,
Daniel
actually.
Gillies too. I think he's
Daniel
funny.
Gillies is so fucking funny.
Yes.
Oh my God, I made David sit through an interview, the interview between him and Paul Wesley talking about Phoebe. When
Yes.
Stefan, when Paul was dating Phoebe, she had to like kiss Daniel Gillies, and fucking Paul was like, oh God, every time she'd come home, I'd be like, ew, do you have to kiss Daniel today? And she'd be like, yeah. He goes, ew, okay, go brush your teeth. I don't want any of that. And like they were just laughing and making jokes. Like the two of them are such a fucking duo. And I'm like, I love this so much. Like
Also, I
Daniel
would
Gillies
like
is great.
pay Phoebe Tonkin to like spit on me, so I'd rather hang
She
with
is
her.
so, and you know what fucking sucks? It's like so far, I still don't like Hailey. But like
Right.
Phoebe Tonkin is still so fucking pretty. She is so
Yeah.
pretty. And I was watching videos of her on TikTok recently where they talked about the Claro from H2O, and she finally caught on to the joke. Like she knows that it exists now, and she was cracking jokes along with it. She thought it was funny. And
Yes.
I was like, yes, a queen with a sense of humor. I
And
love it.
like the guy who plays Marcel, I can't remember his name right now, but
He's
he's
so
funny
fine.
too.
Oh, he's
He's
so
fine
fine.
too.
I love Marcel.
He's
Like it's
funny.
either he like literally could clap these cheeks,
Yes.
or he looks like a hamster. It's never in between. I
It
don't know. I'm like, I don't know. Some days you're like,
depends on his haircut, I've noticed.
I feel like that could be it. Because
Yeah.
vampires grow hair, I guess.
I guess.
I don't know.
See, but that's always what I know. We're not going to divert on this so much, but that always what bothers me between like Twilight and like the Vampire Diaries vampires, because like they're just like people, but they drink blood and live like forever.
I don't get it. I will
like,
say that
Twilight, like Twilight, they don't sleep. Like yeah, they're just shimmer. Like
they just stand there. Like that's so creepy. Like okay. Hey, right. Can I just say that they do grow hair in Twilight too, because Edward grew those ugly ass sideburns that I ain't forget about. I ain't forget about those sideburns. I think that was in fucking Eclipse.
In the book though, they didn't grow hair, but in the movie, yes, he grew.
Yeah, I don't know why nobody said Robert Pattinson, you need to shave those sideburns off your fucking face right now, because that is so bad. It is so bad.
Him, I can't wait to see him Batman.
I can't wait to hear the I'm Batman. And I'm gonna be like, oh my god, no, it's like British as fuck. I'm Batman? That's not British. I'm just gonna go fucking commit. All right, totally off subject there. I'm glad you guys got that. I'm gonna go die. That literally was not British. All I don't. Right. I never want to listen back on this podcast ever again.
You never listen to them anyway.
I listened to like the first like couple minutes just to hear what clip you choose to use, and that's it. Otherwise, no, guys. We don't. I don't. I can't. It's so cringy hearing ourselves. It's so bad. Like I don't know how you guys tolerate it, but like we do.
I have to listen to the whole thing every time so I can edit it. Because for some reason, you guys are gonna think this is funny, but like Man City just like pause and like nobody's saying anything for like a good 5 seconds, and I have to go through and like edit out all those like five.
Yeah, we're like motioning. Most likely, we're like motioning each other to like pause it or like stop.
Yeah.
Oh my god, or something. It's so funny. Oh yep. God, the behind the scenes. No. Yep. Anyway, where did we leave off?
All right. Would you rather go to Mystic Falls High or Salvatore Boarding School?
The Salvatore Boarding School. Now, yeah. I'm not even a fan of legacies, but, like, they ain't got no rules like that, okay? Like, you're just fucking, like, okay, wait a minute. Do they, like, go over, like, math and shit?
I don't, I mean, it never showed them, but I'm assuming they have to, like, learn regular things.
Do they get a diploma, maybe? I hope so. I don't
see,
know.
My issue with, like, the Salvatore Boarding School is that, like, Hope and, like, Lizzie and Josie are, like, I feel like they're, like, done with school at this point, but they're just still there.
They're just getting old.
Yeah.
Yeah, how old do you have to be to, like, leave there? Like, what if they have nowhere to live? Like, okay, like...
Well, clearly Hope doesn't, because her family just doesn't care about
Yeah, her. Like, what's she supposed to do? Like, go get an apartment and get a job?
Yeah.
Make rent and do her thing? I don't know. That's fucking really weird. And, like, I figured that the girls would live there until they moved out, because, like, Caroline's out gallivanting, doing whatever she's doing, as she has been for the last, like, 4 years, and... Alaric like lives at the school and eats, breathes and shits the school, so I assume the girls would be there all the time.
I don't know, like, spoiler alert, they live there? Who hasn't watched season 4 of Legacy, skip this, but like Alaric's in a coma at this point and Caroline hasn't come back.
So. Okay, good. So we still don't care about our children. Congratulations. Oh my fucking god. And this is my favorite thing, is like, maybe Candace King is just taking her break to focus on her family, but if she has time to film one of the fucking After movies and a Hallmark movie, you would think she had the time to come back for at least an episode of Legacies.
Like, just one, like, real quick.
Like, but like, Candace King, honey, just one. Just one. That's all we want. Like, I'm glad that we got Rebecca.
Yeah.
But, like, where's Candace King? That's their mother.
She doesn't care anymore. She's like, y'all are grown. I'm done with this shit.
Yeah, she's probably like chilling with Bonnie, sipping she's drinks.
Mourning, like the fact that like Stefan died and then Klaus died, and she's just like,
everybody's dead. Yeah, she don't know who to. She don't know how to date no more.
Right.
Who's left? Oh, she gonna move on Elijah. Oh, Elijah's dead too. Fuck, I didn't say that. God damn it. Who else is there for her to move on? Oh, Davina, better watch out.
She's with Cole.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Caroline's gonna come over and try to steal her man's. I don't know, but that's a whole fucking
thing. He's gonna go to Matt eventually. Just be like, you know what? I'm tired.
They did it before. It's like, why not just go after some old?
I'm sorry, but like, what's his name? Zach Roerig looks like Ellen DeGeneres now.
Out of pocket. Out of pocket, bro. Stop. It's either he looks like the kid from Air Bud, or it's fucking... He's not atrocious, but, like, you're killing it with Ellen DeGeneres, okay? That's not necessarily a turn on. No, but no. The Salvatore Boarding School, I feel like, obviously, I'm not gonna sit there and fucking go through, like, first period, second period, third period, and just do fucking that bulk. The
right.
The fuck? No, I'd rather like chill and lay in a bed and like do a spell or something and call it a day.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like they probably deal with more shit. But
like at least something's always happening.
Yeah, I never bored.
Like, you're not bored, right?
Yeah. I don't know. You can have slumber parties with your friends because it's boarding school, right?
Right.
So fuck it. Yeah, I'd say boarding school.
Yeah.
So here we go. We got some species for you. So would you rather be a witch or a vampire?
I mean, if I could, I would say both. But
yeah, right. You'd be like best of both worlds. I'm a fucking heretic.
Right.
I always want to say heretic, but it's a heretic.
And I think it's funny when you say it wrong.
Don't. But anyway.
I think I'd rather be a vampire though.
Why?
I just feel like witches just deal with a lot of shit to like die.
I feel like people use you when you're a witch.
Yeah.
I'd be a witch.
Like 99.9% of the time, like you just end up dying because you like.
Yeah. What if you did a spell too hard? You're just like, and kick the bucket.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
I feel like vampires. And like,
plus,
cool.
If you're a vampire, like you can have anything you want.
Yeah. As a witch, you can't compel people.
Yeah. Like if I was a vampire,
I would use compulsion.
So
yeah. Bro. I would literally like bring in a lottery ticket and say, the numbers on this are winning.
I would just go to the bank and be like, give me all your money.
What happened? But okay, now that person lost their job though. Way to go.
Well, I mean,
now their boss is gonna be like, this person just handed over this person. Now you're wanted by the police. Oh, but you could tell the police, duh.
Yeah.
Yeah, compulsion is literally the answer to everything.
Yeah. Yeah, I would just go to the bank and be like, give me every money that you have here. Thank you.
Give me every money. Every money of it. Money. Yep. Yeah. I agree with the vampire thing. That's pretty legit. Because the witch, I didn't think about it like that. Like I usually say witch when I see this question.
But I feel like I always vary.
They do be dying. They do be dying. That's a great point. They do be dying. That's like, oh god. I don't like that. And their nose is always bleeding. I ain't got time for that.
All right. Would you rather go drinking with Damon or Alaric?
All right, Kaylin, honey, if you're listening to this, what kind of question is that? I want to meet the person that's going to say Rick. It's not Rick. It's Damon. It's always Damon. And that's coming from a Stefan girl. Who's going to pick Rick? I don't know. What are you going to talk about? Your studies? I don't know.
His dead girlfriends?
Like, I feel like, oh, God, he was such a morbid character. He always talked about, like, death and the bad things around him. Or, like, he was doing, like, school stuff.
Body shots off of like people.
I'll appreciate a lark for the sense of him pretty much taking over and being their guardian. And then as they got older,
I mean, yeah, and he did the same thing for like Hope too.
Yeah, like I can appreciate and I love that about him. Yeah. And this is aside from Matt Davis. This is just about a lark.
Yeah.
I like that about Alaric's character. Alaric, at the end of the day, when he cares about somebody, he cares hard. Yeah. Things he would do for Joe and everything. He's a good fucking character, and he was a great friend. When it came to Damon and shit. I mean, towards the end, but those are when kids are involved and your whole mindset changes and shit like that. But beforehand, like they were tight. And he was a good friend. I loved their friendship and everything like that. Like Alaric was like cool, but like if I would just sit down next to him at a bar. It would not be fun. It would not be fun. Like me and Damon, that'd be a boot. That'd be great. That'd be absolutely fucking like fantastic. Yeah, we'd be joking and like throwing like food in each other's mouth. I'd be sending you the selfies I send you when I'm drunk. Maybe me and Damon like making double chins.
I'm still gonna save those for like a good time to use. Them.
No. Absolutely. Yeah. When you post the podcast, use it as like the third slide. Nobody will understand the context.
I'm gonna do it.
Yeah. And it's just because of this.
I gotta pick the good one.
Yeah.
I got it.
It was me drunk sending Alex a bunch of selfies because I had nothing better to do when I was driving I was not driving. Oh my god. I was not driving. I was in the passenger seat with
you said, oh my god.
I was not behind the wheel. I was in a car, but I was not behind the wheel. Sober boyfriend was behind the wheel, but I was in the passenger seat bored as shit. So I sent Alex a bunch of pictures of me drunk. That would be me and Damon. So Damon is the easy answer here, period. Then here you go. This is the last one we've got for Would You Rather. So here we go. Would you rather go shopping with Caroline or Rebecca?
Obviously, Rebecca.
You would? Oh, it's Caroline, though. But I don't. Because this is the thing. I can't tolerate Caroline, but like.
She doesn't even have good fashion sense. She dresses like a substitute teacher.
Her and Cammy got that. Klaus got a type.
Yeah.
Klaus got a type.
Like, Rebecca at least, like, always looks good. Like,
she does. She keeps up with the times, even though she's been daggered all these years. Yeah. Like, she keeps up with the times.
Yeah. I love that. I feel like every outfit that, like, Caroline wears, like, reminds me of, like, a PTA mother, and, like, I don't have the time.
She is a PTA mother. If she would be around her children, she would be a PTA mother. If
she cared about her kids.
Fucking whack as hell. And I'll say this. So, like, you'll hear a lot of us bashing Caroline, especially me, as you've heard in the past and everything like that. The only thing I will give Caroline props for is, like, planning parties and shit. Like, if somebody would be like, who's going to plan this for you? I'd be like, Caroline, 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 every time, as much as I don't like
her. She was a good mom, like, until she just decided she didn't care. Like, I will give her props for, like, being a good mother to the twins.
That's when she's tolerable. Some of the scenes that she had with the twins were really cute. Like, the scene where she, like, opens up the closet and sees them, and she tells them, we gotta be quiet, we're playing a game. Like, that was cute. Like, she kept her cool for the twins and shit like that. Like, there's some moments of hers that I will, like, appreciate. And like I said, like, if I had to, like, in a game like this, like, who would you rather have plan your wedding? The answer is always going to be Caroline. Every time. So it's like, I don't hate her completely. It's just like, I would rather her just only plan my stuff if she needs to. That's it. Otherwise,
anything else, she doesn't need to be near me.
Yeah, no, thank you. Goodbye. See ya. But that's that was the fun segment that we had there for a minute. I did not read some of those questions beforehand, so I was taken a bit by surprise with some of them. But so we do have actually plenty of time, which is really freaking cool. So I'm gonna hit you with my little game thingy that I made ages ago. Nobody ever appreciated it in the group, you guys. Okay. So now I need to make Alex appreciate it.
Right.
And hey, how are you? Boyfriend walked in, guys. Like, he's like the guest star. Anyway, disregard that. So this new little segment is, like I said, nobody appreciated it when I posted it. It was probably because everyone's like, I don't fucking know. Who knows? This is stupid. So Alex is gonna be forced to appreciate it. So the second game thing that we're gonna do, and it's just so funny because Alex has no idea either. This was not pre-talked about. Nothing of that. No. She is through and through a demon girl. We always know that. She did say that she thought that Ian Somerhalder was a little boring, but this is a game involving Ian Somerhalder. And I'm sure, just like Would You Rather is the game growing up that was like your go-to at slumber parties, we also have Two Truths and a Lie. Yeah. So it's like I one night spent like an unholy amount of hours looking at pointless facts about Ian Somerhalder, and I feel like I knew this man now from childhood. It was like the weirdest. I was like, I don't even like him that much. I'm like, I know everything about this man now.
Right.
So I have a couple of them, and I'm gonna read you, Alex. I'm gonna read you all three. Okay. If you need me to repeat them, obviously, just be like, say it again. And then I'm gonna ask you to just point out the lie.
Okay.
If you're wrong, I'm gonna let you guess one more time. So you have like a best 2 out of 3.
Okay.
And if you're wrong again, then you just suck. Okay.
And then I just suck. Yep.
Yeah. You suck. Okay. And Ian would be very disappointed in you.
Good. I love disappointing men.
I hate you. Knock it off. Ready?
Yep.
All right. So the first one. We have 3 facts. 2 truths, 1 lie. 1, he was born in Covington. Okay. 2, he owns a winery.
Okay.
And 3, he went to Mardi Gras at 3 months old. So again, I'm going to say it one more time. He was born in Covington. He owns a winery. And he went to Mardi Gras at 3 months old.
I'm going
to
say number 2 is the lie.
The owns a winery?
Yeah.
You are correct. He does not own a winery. Yeah. But he seems the type 2, doesn't he?
Yes, he does seem the type too.
like up in like Napa Valley or something.
Napa
Like he
Valley,
owns
yep.
like a whole fucking like lot of land or some
I'm sure
shit.
he's that's on next on his list.
Yeah, him and Nikki are talking about it as we speak.
Right.
They're making the next business venture.
Yes.
Because I will tell you though right now that he would make money with that, and I'm going to tell you why. Ready? So him and Paul Wesley obviously brought out this
Bourbon.
brothers bourbon thing, right? Brothers Bond, that's what it's called. I couldn't think of it. Oh my God. And that's the thing, is because they're both big bourbon drinkers. So this is like their rep. This is them. You know what I mean? They put a little bit of what they like into this product. They're selling it, and it's them, and they want to share
Right.
that with like everybody. But they're not, I don't think they thought about their demographic. And this is not sexist, but it's honestly, you're gonna see more men drink bourbon than you would see females.
Women, yeah.
And obviously a lot of females are giving them tries. You can make really like good fruity drinks with them if you use a little bit, and you like take some of the recipes off their website and stuff, like the things that are easier. But like as a
Right.
woman, like I know I'm never downing like some scotch. I never want
No.
to just sip on bourbon just to sip on bourbon, because I'd rather like,
Die.
yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's like I don't think that they thought the demographic through completely, but also at the same time, it's like they don't want to change their brand. Like it's bourbon.
Right.
So it's like I get it and I respect the thing. And a lot of girls are just, buying the bottles just to have the bottles as collections and shit like that. But like if Ian Somerhalder literally bought a winery and started selling his own brands of wine, that shit would fly off the market like nobody's business. You know how much money that man would benefit off that?
Right, absolutely. Absolutely.
No, he would make so much money. I tell you right now, I'd be drinking that like crazy.
Yep,
I'd be
I would
like,
too.
I'd be all over that shit. Although, like, I don't know, but I did make that up. I was like, what seems very Ian Somerhalder? That was it. That was the one.
Ian Somerhalder.
He was, yep, he was born in Covington, but plot twist, he was born in Covington, Louisiana, not Covington, Georgia. So I thought that that would throw people off.
Yes.
It was just
I
funny.
see you
And
trying
then
to be tricky.
I did. And then he did go to Mardi Gras at 3 months old. His parents brought him because they wanted to go and they didn't have a
Honestly,
sitter.
me too.
And yeah, they probably just like hiked him up on his shoulders or something. I mean, he's 3 months though. He didn't have no neck muscles. They just held him and just chilled. Love
Yep.
that though for him.
Love
That's
that.
fun. Okay, next one. Ready?
Yep.
Here we go. I'm trying to rethink which one was the lie, because they're so old.
I love that you don't know.
I do like I it's like right there. I do believe that was what it is. Okay, I think I got it.
Okay.
I'm about 98% sure. All right. Number one, he wanted to be a stunt double at some point.
Okay.
Two, he heavily wanted the role of Christian Grey.
Okay.
And three, he can write in cursive with his feet. So I'm gonna say it one more time just for the listeners. One, he wanted to be a stunt double. Two, he heavily wanted the role of Christian Grey, like from 50 Shades of Grey. And three, he can write in cursive with his feet.
I'm gonna say number three is the lie.
It is not the lie. He
And
actually can
number
write in
one.
cursive with his feet.
And number one.
Did you know the Christian Grey one?
Yeah.
Yes, it is number one. Which also, let's talk about number three real quick. So he can write in cursive with his feet. What the
How
hell?
do you even find that out?
He shared it in an interview. I
No,
don't
I
know
said,
why. When
how
he,
did he even find
oh,
that out?
he got bored. I don't.
Right.
I mean, he's just hanging out,
Clearly,
and
he's been practicing, though.
he probably just sits there like all day and just writes things. Like that's how he probably signs his like autographs with his feet.
I hope so.
That's fucking weird, but that is something that he had said in an interview, and I was like, what did you just say? So he can write in cursive with his feet too. Yeah, he did want to portray the role of Christian Grey, which actually I think he would have nailed it.
I think he would have done better than the guy who did.
That guy's not even attractive.
No.
I'm just, that's my opinion. I don't
think I didn't care for those movies, to be completely honest.
Something about Ian Somerhalder in a suit, though, especially when those movies came out, that was back in the day, you know? So yeah. This is prime TVD time. So think of TVD Damon in a suit being like, ooh, okay. Like, I think I would have vibed with it. And then, obviously, the lie wanted to be a stunt double. I was just like, I don't know how I came up with that one, but I did. I don't know. Threw it in there. Thought it sounded believable. I don't think Ian Somerhalder would want to ever. He is not. No, he's not like. Oh God, who was that little motorcycle guy? Evil Knievel. That's what it was. Evil
Knievel.
Yeah, that's not Ian. Ian Somerhalder said no way, absolutely not. So absolutely, hell yeah, he did not want to be a stunt double. So right. The more you know, right? Here's the next one. Ready?
Yep.
All right. I'm going to read it twice because I feel like at that point everybody can do it. So we got number one. Sleeps completely naked every night. Two. Okay. Owns a pizza parlor. And three. Is skilled in fluently speaking Spanish. Again, it's one. Sleeps completely naked every night. Two. Owns a pizza parlor. And three. Is skilled in fluently speaking Spanish.
Number three.
Is the lie?
Yeah.
How'd you guess that?
I don't know. I just knew.
That's a good guess. That's a good guess. It's true. It is the lie. He does not speak Spanish. I don't know. I figured when I had thrown that lie in there, I was like, this man seems to be a man of many talents. We'll throw that one in there.
Yep.
You have a huge fan base. I mean, I know in Brazil you also get like Portuguese and
he might and know stuff, how to speak Spanish.
Maybe not fluently, but like I'm sure like to like greet fans or things like that, he probably has picked up a few things or maybe he took it in high school, who knows, right? But I threw that one in there. He does own a pizza parlor, which I did post this one on the group before and everybody thought it was that one. He does own a pizza parlor. If I remember correctly, I think it's with a sibling.
I think it's with his brother.
Yeah, something
and
like
that. His brother
that.
Is ugly.
Oh, is he? I never looked up his brother.
Yeah.
That's different.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look him up later. Noted. Yeah. So that is true. And then he does sleep completely naked every night, which is it completely naked? I don't know. Is it like, does he got boxers on or is like his jewels flying all over the place?
I think his jewels are flying all over the place.
They stick to Nikki in her sleep.
Yeah.
Stop. I know. So that was a good guess. So far, like you've nailed it pretty fucking well. Cool. Got a couple more here. The next one is, let me see. Okay. Here's the next one. Number one, The Golden Girls are one of his favorite binge-worthy TV shows. Two, First Kiss was in fifth grade at an ice skating rink. And three, Fast Food freaks him out. Again, it's one, The Golden Girls is one of his favorite binge-worthy TV shows. Two, First Kiss was in fifth grade at an ice skating rink. And three, Fast Food freaks him out.
Two.
The First Kiss?
Yeah.
That is not the lie.
Then
his
one.
His First Kiss, it was one. Yeah. I threw in that because at the time I was talking to Amanda and she was watching The Golden Girls.
Yeah, I figured, but then I was like, maybe not.
No, he seems the type, doesn't he, though?
Yeah.
To sit, watch The Golden Girls at his winery.
Yeah,
let's talk about it. Yep, that's him, period. The First Kiss at the fifth grade, it was in fifth grade at ice skating rink. I will say that, like, he explained it to be his first juicy kiss, and I said, oh, he's pulling the game young.
In fifth grade?
Yeah, that was his first like romantic moment. Cause like I had little smooches here and there with like my guy friends when I was in like first grade or kindergarten. Like it was see you later. It wasn't like that, but like this is like his first juicy thing. And I said, oh, pulling them hoes young.
Right.
Pulling them hoes young. Okay, get it. At an ice skating rink. But he asked her out on like a date in fifth grade. Did their mom have to like drop them off there? That's so funny.
They were chaperoned.
Chaperoned. They had to sneak the kiss. The fast food freaks him out. I don't put it past him. So, but I will say he's like super organic anyways. He's like a big like humanitarian. And is he a vegetarian?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I feel like he would have been. I don't know if that was just me making that up because he seems the type or not. But I know like he's really, I know he's a big animal rights advocate person. He like has done stuff with like PETA and shit like that. Like I don't, I'm sure he probably eats meat, but like he's big with that shit and he eats everything organically. I feel like he grows all his own food. He does live like on like a farm. It's not a farm, but like he's got a lot of land and shit, and he's got like his horses and all that shit and whatever. I don't put past the fast food. I don't think that man probably even lives within like 150 miles of a fast food place. He literally lives in like buttfuck middle of like San Fernando Valley or something, like just like away from like the world. So yeah, the Golden Girls. But I would have figured he's the type for sure.
For
Absolutely.
sure. I sent you a picture of his brother.
Oh, I can't wait to see. All right, let's see. Live reaction here, guys. I'm so scared. Oh, who is that?
That's his brother.
Oh my God, it looks like Uncle Bob.
Here's him with like his brother. Yep.
How do you, who is in the front? Is that his father?
I don't know. I think so.
Okay. If it's his dad, I can't
Also,
be.
his name is Bob. That's funny that you said that.
His brother?
Yeah.
Shut up.
No, well, it's Robert, but he goes by Bob.
Shut up. He
No.
looks like a Bob. Oh my God,
Yeah.
that's fucking hysterical. Oh
I'll post this picture on the Instagram too, so you guys can see.
my God. And like, how you go from Bob to Ian? Like, I
I
feel
don't know. Like
the
something
name and
happened
the
here.
face, I don't get
Yeah.
it. Oh, that has to be his dad, by the way, in the front, because his nose is literally Ian's nose.
Yeah, I think it is their dad.
It's got to be his dad.
They all have the same nose.
They do. Yeah, he has the
Yeah.
nose too.
Yep.
That's crazy as fuck, though. His name's Bob. Oh my God.
Yep.
Yeah, I think he owns a pizza place with his brother then, because I remember a
Yeah.
sibling.
Yeah.
So that's fucking interesting.
Yep.
Okay, let me see here. Go back to that. Do, 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 do. Okay. All right. Next one.
Okay.
Let me make sure I got the right one. I always do before I give you a fucking. Got it. Okay.
Okay.
So number one, he hates the taste of chocolate. Two, he never wanted Damon to be good in the show. And three, he is an extreme feminist. So again, it's one, he hates the taste of chocolate. Two, he never wanted Damon to be good. And three, he is an extreme feminist.
Number one.
Yes, he hates the taste of chocolate. I will say the other two are pretty obvious. They've come up a lot in like interviews and shit. I've known. Like, this one is one of the easier ones.
Right.
He actually is the complete opposite. He is obsessed with chocolate.
Yeah.
He says that's the only thing full of sugar that he will eat by the pound almost. He's like
As you
obsessed with
should.
chocolate. Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of chocolate, random question. I'm sure people might get a kick out of it. At least they get to know us as well. Chocolate, would you rather have dark milk or white?
Milk.
Milk chocolate.
Yeah.
I fuck with some white chocolate though, but milk chocolate's
I
a go-to.
do
Dark
like
chocolate.
white chocolate. Dark chocolate is cocoa.
It's too rich. It's too like,
Yeah.
ooh,
Yeah.
bitter. Yeah, no. So yeah, he actually loves the taste of chocolate. And then he said too that he never wanted Damon to be good, which was a huge fucking thing that he put up a fight with Julie Plec, but that's just not what the fans wanted. So it was like a huge fiasco. I'd read a whole thing about it or whatever, and I don't know. He just apparently just didn't like the villain turned good trope thing. I think
Right.
he liked playing the villain anyway. I feel like
Right.
it's a lot more fun. You can have a lot more fun and like be free with it
Yeah.
and stuff. And I feel like that kind of
Yeah.
fit him. He's a good actor at the end of the day, and hell yeah. But and the extreme feminist, he does take it very fucking seriously. That is something I
Yeah.
do know. Very fucking seriously.
Yeah.
Although, I will say that that's just like when guys do stick up for feminist rights and things like that, it's almost like what like influenced you to do that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like wow, okay. Like usually it comes from men sometimes who are like from strong women backgrounds, whether they had a single mother, grew up in a house full of women,
Right.
things like that. No, with him it just seems because he's a good fucking person. So
Yeah.
I like that. Okay, only a couple more here for you. All right. I'm looking at this one.
Okay.
All right. Do 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 do
Because you
do
can't
do.
remember which one's a lie.
Okay. Got it.
Okay.
All right. All right, here we go. Number one, he's a wedding officiator.
Okay.
Two, he did smoke in high school, but stopped and hasn't smoked in 24 years. And three, if he didn't act, he would want to become a marine biologist. So again, one, he's a wedding officiator. Two, he was a heavy smoker in high school, but hasn't smoked 24 years. And three, if he didn't act, he'd want to be a marine biologist.
One.
The wedding officiator?
Yeah.
He is a wedding officiator.
Then three.
You suck. He wanted to be a marine biologist. He didn't smoke in high school.
Don't know. The
No,
smoking one
that's one.
just seemed like very like specific.
Because I loved that because you like thought about it. You're like, all right, let's check the fucking writing style here. No, I had to do the math on that one. Like of the age of when he was in high school versus the age now and how many years were in between that. I did do the math in that. I
You're
remembered
so
that.
extra.
He is a wedding officiator. That is what I Googled. I thought that was the lie at first. And then I remembered it came back to me. But it says newlywed actor Ian Somerhalder first got a taste of the married life when he also performed the wedding of his assistant in
Oh,
2012.
good, good.
So I was like, oh, okay. He married his assistant.
Right.
Love that. And then he did want to be a marine biologist, which is like really random career. How do you go from acting to marine biology? But
I don't know.
that's some, you know how he is. I don't know. He like, I don't know. And then before you know, he's gonna go be like, I'm gonna go fucking climb Mount Olympus or something. And I'm like, oh,
Right.
you know, that's how Ian Somerhalder is. I don't know, whatever.
Right.
So I got two more for you. Ready?
Yep.
Woo! Let's get her done. All right. Number one, Quentin Tarantino is one of his favorite directors. Two, he went to a Catholic school. And three, he's modeled since the age of 10. Again, that's one. Quentin Tarantino is one of his favorite directors. Two, he went to a Catholic school. And three, he's modeled since the age of 10.
Two,
He did go to a Catholic school.
three.
Models, he did model. He was not a cute kid, though. Quentin Tarantino was a very specific one. I did try to make some of these hard, so I'm glad that it worked. Okay, now I kind of want to
I
remake
feel
these
like he
edits
like would be like,
into a Quentin Tarantino movie.
yeah, because he's stuck up. No, it's like stuck up. If you ask any stuck up person, like go find one and ask them who their favorite director is, that's what they're gonna say.
Quentin Tarantino, Pulp
Yeah.
Fiction is a movie of class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the other one, like, what's his name? The one that starts with a G?
The director?
Yeah. Del Toro is his last name, I think.
Del Toro?
Yeah.
Del Toro movies? I'm looking it up. They do things like he directed Hellboy, The Hobbit, Mama. Mama was a good movie, though. Hobbit, Puss in Boots, Kung Fu Panda. I don't know. I guess so.
Yeah.
I never heard his name. I learned something new.
Right.
Oh, Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah.
Okay, that's his name. Okay.
Yep.
The only I don't really know directors' names like that. I knew Quentin Tarantino and I know Michael Bay, and that's it.
That's it.
Yeah, Michael Bay does like the Transformers movie. Michael Bay is making the new ambulance movie with Jake Gyllenhaal. Bad Boys. There's a lot of action movies. That's Michael Bay. Oh, he did A Quiet Place. There's gonna be a third Quiet Place. Oh, okay. Anyway.
Okay, anyway.
Yeah. So aside from that, yeah. Anyway. So Quentin Tarantino was one of the first directors that came to mind because I don't really know directors like that. But I was like, it fits. Cool. So at least that worked. And then, like I said, he modeled till the age of 10. But like, I don't think he was that cute of a kid. Listen, he needed to grow into those ears, and then he looked good. Those were vicious. Those things were, whoo, they were a doozy, but they fit his head now, which is the important thing. He looks good, good now.
Good. Right.
Looks good now. How, absolutely. And then the last one. Okay. One is his guilty pleasure is Captain Crunch. Two, he regularly meditates on a daily basis. And three, he had almost gambled away his car when celebrating his birthday at a casino with a I'm gonna restart that. I'm just gonna go freaking die. Like, who said, Sydney, you should do a podcast because you know how to talk. I swear to God. Okay. Three, he had almost gambled away his car when celebrating his birthday at a casino with close friends and family when he was younger.
I like casino better.
I can see your future and it's not good, so stop it. I'm gonna bop you in the nose. Okay, so again, I'm gonna read one more time. One, casino. I'm just kidding. Okay, number one, his guilty pleasure is Captain Crunch. Two, he regularly meditates on a daily basis. And three, he had almost gambled away his car when celebrating his birthday at a casino with close friends and family when he was younger.
I'm going to say the casino is the lie.
The casino is the lie. I just said he needs to do something reckless in his life, I guess, because otherwise he doesn't do anything reckless. He literally words Captain Crunch, though, as his guilty pleasure. Like, why is that a guilty? Like, you should embrace that pleasure. What do you mean guilty?
Because he's Captain always Crunch. Trying to be healthy.
Nah, listen. Captain Crunch is fucking amazing. Okay?
It is.
It's great. It's fucking awesome.
Yes.
So, guilty pleasure needs to become a regular pleasure. Okay? He regularly meditates. That is not even hard. We know this. I can imagine him just like, and like the corner. And Nikki's like, what do you want for dinner? And he's like, And he's just
That's
like,
what meditating. Jordan does to me.
He meditates and just tells you to like, shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, that's Ian. That's Ian Somerhalder, honestly. Yep. Like, what do you need? Oh my God. No, but that's about it that I have for it. One day I want to like look up, like I tried to do Paul Wesley ones. His weren't as easy, but I'm like, that's because I feel like Paul Wesley lives a really weird private life. I don't know. What a weird guy.
You should do Chris Wood.
Chris Wood, that's a good one. I'm going to have to look into some weird. I'm going to watch me find out some shit and not like this man at all anymore. Oh, I've got a good one. Nope, that's just his truth. Is that he cheats on his wife. Or did.
Shake my head. You're just calling him out right now.
Yeah, Chris Wood's listening to the podcast.
I'm sending this to him.
No, because then we can't finish our fucking love triangle in New York. For the reference, guys, I have a repetitive dream that continues a storyline, and it involves Chris Wood in it. And it's not Kai. It is just Chris Wood. And we are like in love, but like I can't tell David and he can't tell Melissa, but like we just like hook up and it's flings.
People are
but, like,
gonna think so that you're more. Literally insane.
It's so much more than that. No,
so somebody's I can't gonna help send it. Like a wellness check to your house.
I can't help what I dream. I can't help. He just makes his way in there. Okay, tell him to knock it off then. Tell him stop it. Jesus, love that man. Yeah, so we're supposed to like continue the saga, but if he hears me talking shit about him, there ain't no saga. Yeah. No, he's not coming to my dream, so sorry, I take it back. Not gonna work, right. But yeah, at least on the bright side though, I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna say that we are not gonna touch base on a new episode just because this did last
have a lot of time. Yeah,
but it was fun. And on the bright side too is like at the end of the day, like of course we want you guys to hear us just talk our opinions and thoughts on episodes and shit, but we also kind of want you guys to also get to know us. We know a lot of people.
We're fun.
We are. A lot of people that listen to the podcast too, like a good chunk, are part of the group and they see what we say in the group and things like that. But like that's all, you know, strictly TBD related. At the end of the day, we like to get, you know, have you guys get to know us. Right. That way it's kind of like you're just hanging out with your friend, whether you're listening to this in the shower or driving or
in the tailing. Shower. Why is that the first thing that you say?
I listen to podcasts in the shower.
I feel like are you on crack?
What? No, you've never listened to a podcast in a shower. You put that bitch on a Bluetooth
speaker.
I can't
hear it.
You gotta hook it up to a speaker. Do you have a speaker? Yeah, you have a speaker.
Yeah, I have a speaker.
You gotta hook it up to that bitch and then just chill. And it's like,
I listen to my true crime podcast and then I get too scared to go outside and smoke a cigarette by myself.
Uh-oh. So you gotta listen to it in the shower. That's gonna add a real scare.
Yeah.
Like the scene in Psycho, and then when he goes and stabs her in the shower.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I listen to him. Man, I listen to him in the fucking thing. I listen to Cody Ko and Noel all the time.
See, you listen to fun podcasts. I listen to like brutal murder podcasts.
I listen to one like really like I've listened to a few. Actually, I should just say I started a few true crime ones that I never got into. But the one true crime one that I got into, and it's also the Netflix show, so it was really cool to listen to the podcast and then watch the show, was the Dirty John one. That was
Yeah.
really fucking good. I fuck with that. That guy's a nut. But otherwise, yeah, I listen to like psychopaths, like Noelle and Cody Ko.
My favorite is Crime Junkie. I listen to that shit every day of my life.
Crime junkie. I'm gonna note
Yeah.
that. We love true crime around here, but I usually just watch documentaries. I don't do podcasts because I haven't found one that I like yet.
I
So,
make my dog listen to it with me.
oh yeah, that's right. You say you lay in your hammock. She has a hammock,
Yes.
and the dog just listens to it and enjoys it as well. I'm sure he does. Like he's like, damn, do you hear that, Ma?
Yeah, because the one girl has a really annoying voice, but she only talks sometimes. And she'll be like, wow. And he'll like pick his head up. I'm like, yeah, I know, right? Insane.
He's like shocked. He's like, damn, do you hear
Right.
that shit? Damn.
Yep.
No, I watch a lot of documentaries because I haven't found one yet, but I'm gonna check that out. You said it was
Crime Junkie.
crime junkie.
And there's like 300 episodes. Like you got.
Are these the girls that like joke around about it?
No, that's morbid.
Okay, I'm gonna note that too, because you said you liked that
That
for a
one's
minute.
funny. Yeah. See, the only thing about morbid is like I like podcasts that like get straight to the point. Like whenever I'm listening about true crime, only true crime though. Morbid, like they just talk about like we do, like just random shit.
Just bullshit, like a
And
bunch of
like I'm just like
crazies.
mad because like I just want to know like the
Oh my God, what
story.
if people are like mad at us?
Well,
Like
then
they're like,
don't
oh, we just
listen.
want to
I
hear
don't know
about
what
what
else to
happened.
tell
Oh, damn, you hear that, people? Alex coming for y'all. If y'all don't like us talking, she coming for you. Ooh,
you.
shit. No, I will say what's really funny is like I watch and this is funny that we're having this conversation. You know, like I said, you get to know us. It's fine. We got a couple minutes if I could kill. You can be
Right.
here with us. You know what? Fuck it. Is I watched the show Dexter, right? And then they came out with the reboot, Dexter New Blood, and I'm just watched the eighth episode yesterday, and I'm just so fucking scared because the show ends in two episodes, and I don't want it to end. I'm so sad. I love it so much,
Are they
but
gonna do another season? Are you
I
done
don't
yet?
know. They call it a mini series. And when they call a show a mini series,
It
it's
usually
usually
doesn't
one
have
season.
another. Yeah.
But I feel like if it is doing very well,
They might.
they might, because a lot of people anticipated this comeback and have waited for it for a long time. So,
Yeah.
like, if it does well, I, with how the storyline is going right now, there's a lot of potential for it to continue. And it's so fucking good. And there's a girl in this, and this is the difference too, is Dexter, the original Dexter came out like a while ago, so it's all like kind of like old fashioned, not like old fashioned, but like the
Yeah.
phones they use is like old, like flip phones
Right.
and shit like that. Like it's just like very 2007,
Yeah.
2008, you know? But this is very up to date. Like it's almost like watching You, but like intense, like a You's intense, but like Dexter, but you like they bring
Yeah.
today's technology into it and everything and today's fads and things that they say and they do and all that shit. And I'm like, damn, this is really weird to see on Dexter. I'm like, this is wow, time is really, I feel like I just flew about 80 years in the future. But there's a girl who does a podcast, and she does podcasts, it's true crime. And the city that Dexter is living, obviously now, there are a lot of suspicious things that are happening that is drawing her attention. And she goes to investigate it, and she on her podcast, she has done a lot of the murders that happened in Dexter, so like
Right.
she's aware of all of this or whatever. And the name of her podcast is great. That's the whole point of the story. The name of her podcast was Mary Fucking Kill, and I loved it. Like,
That
who
is
would you
funny.
marry, fuck, kill? But it was like Mary Fucking Kill, and I was like,
Right.
why is that so clever? I was like,
Right.
damn. I'm gonna fucking steal that. So don't trademark that shit. Bye. And then start doing true crime myself and looking up some crazy.
We should. Crime. We got time.
Fuck yeah. Did you I feel bad because everyone's like, I don't really care. But like at the same time, like we're fun. Okay. The last thing I want to throw on there real quick about true crime is, did you ever hear the story about Megan, the girl from the VH1 reality shows?
Possibly. What happened? And I can tell you.
She had a show because she was on like Rock of Love, and then she was on Charm School, and she was on I Love Money. She was a huge reality star back then, and she was actually one of my favorites because all she did was carry around her chihuahua and just like tell everybody they were peasants.
I feel like I vaguely remember her. Yeah,
she was like the female Scott Disick. Okay,
what's her last name?
Megan Ha something. It's Megan H. Megan H A U Hausman. Hauserman. H A U S Hauserman. Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay.
She ended up having a show of her own after being on 1,000 of these reality shows, and it was Megan Wants a Millionaire.
Right.
And all these millionaires literally came to her show to like win her love, right?
Right.
They're fucking crazy. One of the guys that she really, really, really liked and almost picked ended up killing a girlfriend of his, and it was a whole murder thing. The show had to shut down. It stopped airing. There were like, it was like a whole fucking, there's a lot, and but the story of the murder is so sketchy, and she was this close to like being with him, and she could have died, and she was like this huge VH1 star back then, so it was like this big deal. But I have the TikTok, and I'm gonna send it to you because like the whole, not even just like her, but like the murder of this man and what he did to his girlfriend is insane. Her body was so mutilated when they found her that the only way, and her teeth were ripped out, the only way that they were able to identify her body was because she had fake boobs and her implants had ID numbers on them.
That's terrifying.
But could you imagine, like, oh, you got found because your boobs. I was like, that is about as VH1 as it gets. But, like, I'm going to have to send you the fucking thing because it was, like, really chilling. And I was like, damn, bro. It was, like, a 3-part TikTok. So I'm going to have to...
Yeah, that out, definitely
but...
some lot to me.
Anyway, so you guys came here for TDD and now you're here for true crime.
So what a deviation.
You know, people that listen to true crime, they say they're like psychopaths, but like,
bro, I told you that the other day. I was like reading like
some
like psychiatrist thing, and they were like, oh, women like to listen to true crime because like they relate to the victims, but men don't want to listen to it because they relate to like the killers. And I was like,
yeah, you told me you were like staring at Jordan.
I really was. I was like, interesting.
That's fucking weird. It's weird because it's usually like, I mean, I just watched a documentary on Eileen Wuornos.
Yeah.
And her whole fucking situation.
Yeah.
And I mean,
honestly, she wasn't even that bad.
I feel like she wasn't in like her first two murders, but I feel like she just got addicted to the feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think it was 100% self-defense in the beginning, but she panicked and didn't know what to do because what she is doing is also illegal.
She started to like devolve. Yeah.
Yeah. And whoa, ignore that, guys. No, yeah, I feel like she just got used to the feeling, but like they did her really bad. They did her worse than they did Ted Bundy.
Really?
They did her so bad in court. They did her so bad in court. It was not cool. And she's actually, she grew up like 15 minutes from my house.
Oh, good.
And her remains are there. And it's like, oh, that's so weird. Bye. No, but sometimes like females can be like the killers, but like it's very rare. Like that was like her situation blew up so big because it was like, what? Yeah. So it's like, yeah, that's right. I mean, not to be like a sexist in any way whatsoever, but like females do relate to it. It's scary, okay? I don't like that. But anyway, not to go off too crazy. Alex is just big true crime. I love talking to her about that shit. I love it. Anyways, though, but again, I hope this episode was a change of pace for you guys. And if you were into it, let us know. And if you weren't, let us know. We want to try to occasionally throw these episodes in for you guys just to kind of take a break from the storyline, just the talking of the characters and stuff. Much.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, if you guys just like listening to me and Alex like ramble on about God knows what, we're here for that too. So, like she said in the beginning, this lovely little muffin of her, she said to check out the Instagram and the Facebook page. So go ahead and do that. And, Other than that, we hope you guys had a great ass holiday, and
Yeah.
we want to thank you guys for anybody that has participated in the group or anything for the giveaway and everything like that. We appreciate you guys so much, and we will definitely just jump into season 5 then next week, and it'll be a hoot and a half, and we're back on our bullshit. So
Yeah.
go ahead, and then like I always say too, is like if you have any ideas, because we had a few people today tell us that they had a couple ideas. Caitlin gave me a couple too, but if you guys have any ideas or things you want us to do in the podcast, and you're like interested in hearing, like you are always welcome to drop a post or message Alex or myself, the owners of the
Yes.
group, or anything like that. And just like be like, hey, I listen to your podcast. You could, that's dope. You should do that. So we're open to everything, and we appreciate your guys' listens, and we will see you again next week. So
Yep.
talk to you then, guys.
Bye.